Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of TISS Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participants in line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Viren Sanklencha from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you for the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of TISS Industries Limited. To discuss this quarter's business performance, we have from the management Mr. Kumar Taurani, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Girish Taurani, Executive Director, Mr. Hari Nair, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Sushant Dalmia, Chief Financial Officer. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentations and other filings that can be found on the company's website. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for his opening remarks, and then we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Welcome to the Q1 FY25 earnings call of TISS Industries. As you all know, the company has recently completed a share buyback for non-promoter shareholders amounting to rupees 46.62 crores, inclusive of all taxes. We will continue to pay out surplus cash to shareholders. I would like to thank all our shareholders who have reposed their trust in us and faith in our company. We have changed our content acquisition strategy, and accordingly, you will see fewer releases from TISS. Our content expense will remain approximately 28%-30% of revenues. Our team has been working hard, and their efforts are now visible, and all of us continue to work on new projects which will continue to benefit the company in the future. Now, I would like to invite our CEO, Mr. Hari Nair, to share his thoughts with us.
Thank you, sir. Hello, everyone. We are seeing a decent growth of our music across all our digital platforms, including YouTube and Spotify. The company has reported revenues of 73.9 crores in Q1 FY25, a significant increase by 40% year-on-year. YouTube, Spotify, JioSaavn remain the key growth drivers for our digital content, be it new releases or our catalog. Another key development is the launch of our in-house ERP system called Pulse, which should aid in automation of content management, reporting, and analytics. Now, I'll hand over the call to Girish Taurani to provide more insights on our content business. Thank you.
Thank you, Hari. We have added 97 studio songs to our music library as of Q1 FY25. Among these, 79 belong to film music and 18 belong to non-film music. Our strategy is focusing more on quality rather than quantity. In the previous quarter, we released music from the film crew, including tracks like Choli Ke Peeche and Naina, each of which has surpassed 100 million views on YouTube and continue to perform excellently on all audio platforms. Similarly, songs from the movie Ishq Vishk Rebound have done some exceptional consumption, with tracks like Sony Sony securing top position in top 10 ranks of Spotify charts. Other songs from the same film, such as Ishq Vishk Pyaar Vyaar, which is the title track, and the revamped Gore Gore Mukhde Pe by Badshah, have also been performing well. On the regional front, we had several releases in multiple languages, and one of which noteworthy is Gujarati track called Jamkundi, which is from the same film, which was made viral by the community. Now, I will pass on the call to Sushant to discuss the financial performance of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Girish. I'm pleased to share with you our financial highlights for the quarter. Our revenues stood at rupees 73.9 crores in Q1 FY25, making a significant increase from rupees 52.6 crores in Q1 FY24, representing a strong year-on-year growth of 40%. The other income for Q1 FY25 stood at rupees 0.6 crores as compared to Q1 FY24 at rupees 2 crores. Our operating EBITDA for the quarter reached rupees 54.4 crores, showing a year-on-year growth of 55%. Furthermore, our PAT for the quarter was at rupees 43.6 crores, reflecting a notable increase of 61%. The PAT margin for the quarter is 8.9%. Our content cost for the quarter stood at rupees 9.2 crores as compared to rupees 12.2 crores in Q1 FY24. With this, I open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Rohit Singh from Nvest Analytic Advisor. Please go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. The current participant has been disconnected. We'll move on to the next question. It's from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Torani sir. You are a wonderful person. Company is growing like anything in your direction. We might touch $1 billion market cap soon. Your performance is really excellent, giving good dividend payout and buyback regularly. We give a big thank you to you. Sir, my question, did you plan how many songs we may add in financial year 25 and content cost, what is your figure in your mind? Second, projection for financial year 25 growth in top line and bottom line.
Thank you, Mr. Ravi, for your nice. Our growth is same pattern as always communicated. We will achieve 30% top line and 30% bottom line. We will achieve this year too. And as far as songs are concerned, I think we have already released 900 songs approximately. And our target is, I think this year it will be 300, but our target is to go for a quality. Next year onwards, you will see further list number of songs, but spending-wise, it will be same, but quality-wise, it will be better and better and better. So that is our focus for coming months.
Sir, you are giving always the guidance very less amount. This quarter, we grow bottom line 61% and you are telling only 30%. Anyway, how much revenue we may earn from YouTube out of total revenue? Can you disclose this?
We can't tell you the exact number, but you can, as always mentioned, 50%, 40, between 45 and 50% is always YouTube. So you can have that percentage-wise, you can, whatever, if you want to calculate yourself,
very,
you can do that.
Very, very lucrative figure. And, sir, content cost last year was 50.6 crore versus 62.4 crore in financial year 23. So what is possibility this year?
This year, I think it will be, say 30%. So if we say 30% top line, so it will be around 25 to 28% will be bottom line. Around 80 crores you can assume will be a content investment.
Or, sir, any new movie released in TIFF's film, which music we bought?
Yes, many movies we have bought. We have coming Buckingham Murder, and then there's 2-3 movies TIFF's films is making. So we have many things in plan. We target, if we want to release music, to release at least 15, 20 movies, including digital. So that is our target to release every year.
In a TIFF's film, Madena, right?
TIFF's films, no, it's a TIFF's music. Film's music, we will release so many. And from that, TIFF's films will give us 2-3 movies.
Right. And sir, this EBITDA margin this quarter rises too much, 73.6%, and profit and after tax margin 58.9% is extraordinary excellent figure. So we will maintain this figure in current year.
See, I always say ki please look at yearly basis. Don't go quarter on quarter basis. Maybe in next quarter we have a more of content. So maybe our figures won't do that much percentage wise. But overall, if you see in the year end, we will achieve 30% top line, 30% bottom line minimum. But as quarters, maybe after second quarter or third quarter, we can tell you if we are going to do more or 30%.
No, you are giving this growth margin. I am asking about net profit margin. It is 59% in this quarter.
Sushant, you reply this.
Ravi, it would be similar in the range of the last year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankush Agarwal from Surge Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question. Toraniji, two questions. Firstly, if a quarter of growth dekhe, to agar apan Wink ka jo apne ko 1 of 5 crores book kiya hai, wo hatai to about 30% hamara growth hai. To usme meko ye samajhna tha ki how much of growth has come from, say, jo apna Warner ke saath naya deal hua hai, qualitative understanding, or how much has come from YouTube ka traction, given that ye quarter humko crew aur Ishwik ke gaano ka bahut zyada acha traction mila hoga, to it is likely ki YouTube mein bahut acha revenue aaya hoga, to ek quantity aap bata sakte hai ki growth kahan pe zyada aaya, Wink ke wajah Warner ki deal ke wajah se zyada aaya ki YouTube ke wajah se zyada aaya ye quarter mein.
Akash ji, ye jo hai na, ye sab a combination of everything hai. When we say 30%, so we calculate all these factors. So, and sometimes we do more than 30%, so kisi ne aur better perform kiya hoga. So we calculate our things very conservatively. So, thoda iska, okay, new releases ka dependence, thoda Warner ka effect, everything we count. And then we arrive at 30%. Ki humari abhi target ban gayi 30%, humko achieve kar rahi hai. And then we push ourselves to do that or more. So, ye is a mixture of everything. As far as Wink is concerned, yes, we have settled with them. As we have already declared ki 12 crores mein hamara settlement hua hai, 5 crores we have taken in this quarter, and 7 crores maybe second quarter mein aa jayenge paise, to wo bhi le lenge. So agar Wink ko agar aap site mein bhi kar denge, then also we have achieved. We are on target 30-31%. Actually quarter wise bhi hai. I always say ki aap year wise karo, lekin this quarter is really good and we have done really well.
Right. Taran ji, second question content pe tha. To jaise aap hamesha se maintain kar rahe ki 28-30% revenue ka karenge, aur like thode pehle bola ki about 80 crore ka content cost expected hai. Lekin agar Q1 dekhe to again Q1 apna content cost thoda slow tha. To coming quarters mein aapke paas kuch visibility hai ki ye content cost increase hoga, ki
content
aap expect kar कि आप एक्सपेक्ट कर रहे हैं कि इवेंचुअली कोई बड़ा डील अपने पास आ जाएगा तो वहां पे कंटेंट कॉस्ट यूज हो जाएगा.
नहीं, इस साल का जो फिल्म्स हमारे पास जो कमिटेड हैं कंटेंट, वो उतना हो जाता है जितना हमें करना है.
अच्छा.
थोड़ा अभी भी हमें एक दो पिक्चर अगर मिलेगी तो हमारे पास है कैपेसिटी, वी कैन एक्वायर, बट मोर ऑर लेस है हमारे पास कंटेंट. बट कभी कभी क्या हमारे बिजनेस में कोई पिक्चर नेक्स्ट ईयर के लिए चली गई या कुछ लेट हो गया तो उसमें डिले हो जाता है. तो डिले का वी कांट कम मतलब वी कांट से एनीथिंग बिकॉज इट्स इन हैंड्स ऑफ प्रोड्यूसर डायरेक्टर ऑल दोस पीपल, वी आर डिपेंडिंग ऑन देम. बट इस साल का मोर ऑर लेस वी आर वेरी क्लोज कि हमारा 80 क्रोर्स हो जाएगा.
ठीक है, दैट वाज वेरी हेल्पफुल, थैंक यू.
थैंक यू. लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, इन ऑर्डर टू एंश्योर दैट द मैनेजमेंट इज एबल टू answer questions from all participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Kavish Parekh from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, on our content acquisition strategy, this quarter saw a notable share of non-film music. Is this a trend that is expected to continue? And usually, what's the difference between the cost for non-film music and payback period on the same, if we were to compare the same to film music? And the second question on the similar lines is, what sort of a revenue contribution does the non-film music bring in for us? Thank you.
Yeah, Sushant, please reply this.
Hey, Kamesh, hi. In case of, let's say, we won't be able to give you the exact breakup of film and non-film, but let's say, overall, let's say, non-film won't be a substantial contributor, except, let's say, one or two bits, but let's say, overall, both on the revenue and cost front, it won't be a substantial contributor.
Okay. Okay. But going ahead, do we continue to acquire a majority of our new acquisition, shall we, on the non-film side? Is that the right understanding?
It would be both, and let's say primarily more towards film music.
All right. That was it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, sir. Good evening. I just wanted to ask, other than like songs, like, so what is our strategy going ahead in terms of acquisitions? What new will we be doing? And you mentioned something about Pulse. I missed. Can you just please elaborate on that?
Other than content, your strategy, Pulse ke baad mein puch rahe. You are asking about Pulse? Hello?
Pulse as well, separately, and also like key strategies going ahead, what makes you confident about this growth and what will lead to it? If you can just, you know, draw out a plan for us.
Yeah. See, Mr. Shah, our main growth reasoning is our 90s repertoire, whatever we have acquired from 98 onwards till now, everything is doing so well, and we have always focused from beginning, we have always focused on a quality content. So our repertoire is, you can say, it's a new retro now, and it's really, really doing well, exceptionally well. And you can say, in if you compare, we have a less number of songs, but our all songs are doing well. Compared to other companies, we are better positioning, we are in better position. So I think that's the main reason we are doing well. Plus our new releases also. See, now recently our back-to-back two films, Crew and Ishwish, both have done well. And all the songs people are liking. So I think that is the main reason where we can say we can sustain whatever we say, 30%. So I think that's the main reason. And as far as Pulse is concerned, yes, we have a new system in place. Mr. Hari will tell you about that more. Yeah, Hari, please tell.
So Pulse basically takes care of content management and delivery and also reporting and analytics. So it's basically having more processes in place so that our teams are geared up for the next level of growth that we want to achieve in the company. So any specific other question on that, please let me.
No, just a basic understanding how it will help us. So what kind of expense do we see there? Is it substantial or is it just?
No, it is very minimal. It is a mouse product, so it's very minimal.
Okay. Yeah, all right. That's it. I'll get back to you. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jyoti Singh from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. And to Rani sir, very congratulations on the good set of numbers. And sir, my question is on the subscription-based audio stream side. So now, as per the data given in the presentation on the 21 PPT, so just wanted to understand this subscription thing that is currently quoting 49%. So how big we are seeing going forward in 24 and 25? Because as per my understanding, it will help us to grow better stream labels platform. So if you can guide us on that that side, and also bigger release that is expected from the film side Q2 and Q3. So if content cost will going to increase, so it will be further impact on Q2 or Q3. So if you can guide us on that side, sir. Thank you.
The content cost, I said ki, it will take care of, and we have a budget this year of 80 crores, so we will be in that range only. We will, it will not impact our bottom line or top line. So I think we are absolutely secure that way. And as far as subscription is concerned, Mr. Hari will tell you more about that.
Yeah. So overall, if you see, the global numbers are very, very encouraging. And in India, we are very less comparatively because, you know, we are getting there. So if you see a larger platform like YouTube, it has a substantial double-digit number in paid subscription, whereas the audio platforms are very are still lagging and as a single number of the overall premium subscriptions. So I think it will take another 2-3 years, and the platforms are doing all the right things to limit the free usage and motivating the users to go to the paid. But it will take time. It's not going to be 6 months or 1 year. It's going to take at least 2-3 years more easily.
Thank you, sir. So just wanted to understand one more thing. So like as we have given, Indian digital ad industry will growing very fast. So like in our song, if we are playing any song from test on YouTube or Spotify, so if I'm a free, you know, not paid subscriber, so it will be like how much percent that ad is there?
So if you see, you know, on Spotify, they also share the advertising revenues with the record labels, basis the usage and the consumption and the prorated share of the label's plays. So, I think in India, if you see the YouTube model, it's more advertising-led. The revenues are primarily advertising. So it will continue to be an advertising-led model on the YouTube side, but, you know, it will start decreasing year on year when the paid subscription goes up.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to understand on the percentage side. So, like, it is 35 or 50%, or how much ad we play on a song basis?
No, it depends on platform to platform basis. How much ad they get from the brands, it changes from month on month. There is no definite percentage levels over there. So, it is upon all your ad capacity and what you've got ads from the brand.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And sir, just last question, if I can ask. So on the social media platform like Meta, so like monetize has not happened the way YouTube and Spotify. So what are expectations on that side?
I think on the Meta, we are still not there. We are partially there. So monetization over there, again, is due to advertising only. There is no paid mechanism over there. So I think it will continue to be like that for some period, but Meta is big because of Instagram Reels. I think they will play a major role in the coming future for us.
Thank you so much, sir. I will come in a queue. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sakshi Chabra from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Just wanted to understand that in this quarter, what would be the contribution of revenue from new content versus the catalog content?
Hi, Sakshi. See, normally we don't bifurcate between, let's say, the new content and old content on a quarterly basis. But as we have said earlier, let's say the new content at any time would contribute around, let's say, 10 to 15% of the revenue. And let's say catalog would be the remaining.
Okay, all right. And considering that the content cost in this quarter was only 12.7 crores for, you know, a large number of songs that we've acquired, 97 songs. So is it that the songs that were available in this quarter were cheaper and we're estimating that the songs that we'll be acquiring further are going to be, you know, more expensive, like more premium movies or something like that?
It would be, let's say we can't compare in terms of the volume of 97 songs and correlate with that. It depends on in terms of the film music, what we acquire. Any big budget movies, what we acquire, then that would, let's say, drive the content cost. In terms of, let's say, the 97 songs is primarily, let's say, non-film, for which, let's say, the acquisition costs are minimal.
And we don't have, this year we don't have any big number, big film or big content cost on each product. But next year we have 2-3 big films coming up and where our investment will be heavier. And but again, we will manage that as well, that we will maintain this 30-30 and 28% on investment on new content. We will maintain that.
Okay, no, why I was just asking was because the growth that we saw in terms of revenue was 30%, but that there wasn't, the growth in terms of content cost was only 4%. So that's where my question was coming from, just to understand that is it because higher growth came from the catalog songs and that is why this has happened, or the new content we acquired, you know, saw a very good performance, but we managed to, you know, get a very good bargain on the content cost that we acquired.
Whatever you said, actually everything is true. Our catalog is doing well, our new release is doing well, and we are a tough negotiator when we acquire content as well. So that also helping us.
Great. So congratulations, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Gulecha from PKD. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Toraniji, and congratulations on a great set of results. I just have a very basic question. So you keep saying that you're focusing more on quality versus quantity going ahead. So how do you decide what is quality? Because ultimately it's a game of hit rate, right? The more songs you make, the higher your chances are of getting more hits. So what is the strategy there? And also, how do you decide if a song is a hit song or not? Is it the case that if you recover all the costs that you spend in the same year, does that mean the song is a hit song? How do you internally you decide what is a hit song and what is a not a hit song?
Deciding of a hit song comes with the experience, and I think we have 7-8 people working in the company, and everybody is experienced person, and they have seen our growth, they have seen our hit number songs. So that comes with the experience, and I think that should we have that expertise in the company. And what was another thing you said?
So how do you decide it? You said a hit song, but how many songs, let's say you produce 97 songs, how many of those songs, the cost, you recover back in the same year itself? If you could give a rough idea.
Same year is tough. You can, I always maintain ki you please calculate. In my mind, I want to recover my cost in 3 years' time, maybe more earlier than that. But as an investor, I always maintain that please charge se 5 saal leke chalo, ki we will recover our cost in 4 to 5 years' time. And total investment I am talking about. Is saal mein ho sakta hai ki main, if I release, say, 500 songs, 50 gaane chale, 400 gaane nahin bhi chale, but entire 400-500 songs ka jo cost hai, we will recover in 4 to 5 years' time.
Huh. बट ऐसा भी तो हो सकता है ना कि आपने एक दो गाने बहुत अच्छे चल गए जिनका आपने कॉस्ट 2 महीने में ही रिकवर कर लिया. सो बिकॉज़ इसमें आई थिंक रेंज कुड बी वेरी वाइड, राइट?
वो तो होगा ना, वो तो बिजनेस है, तो आप हमेशा तो राइट नहीं हो, हमेशा अगर राइट हो जाए तो फिर तो हमारी 100% ग्रोथ होगी ना. 40% क्यों बोल बल्ले बल्ले.
यस यस, सो मेक सेंस. थैंक यू एंड बेस्ट ऑफ लक.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nihal Shah from Prudent Broking. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so congratulations for the great set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. So as we are looking for more quality content and we are targeting about 300 songs released this year, so are we getting into the bidding wars or are we are continuing with our strategy of not getting into the bidding wars and buying the songs prudently?
Actually, see, we are not greedy ki hum bidding mein jaye aur wo aisa koi greed nahi hai aur hamare paas aise koi itne wo targets bhi nahi hai ki humko apna business ko double karna hai. We want to just go concentrate on the quality content, slow and steady, and jo bhi chun chun ke jo bhi achhi picture milti hai, and we don't want more content also. We want just few, 2-3 films, big ones. So, mere khayal se, we will strictly be very careful and acquiring our content. The same strategy we are doing for last so many years, we will continue with that.
Okay. And so does our payback period increase with lesser number of songs getting released and quality content coming into our album?
Payback will be same, around 28 to 30% of top line will invest.
Okay, right. And so from now on, can we give a slide where we say that from this decade to this decade, this much contribution of revenue came, so that we also get to know, okay, in the last 4 years, whatever the content that was released, it gave us this much number of revenue and so on.
We don't have that analysis. That's why we have installed this new system. I think in next 3-4 quarters, we will develop that system as well. At present, we don't have that system. But I'm telling you, my entire content actually is doing so well. And that 90s is still big time hits. We are getting so much of responses from all that. Now, in the last 2-3 years, we were not available on many platforms. But today, we are available on all the platforms, and everybody is happy about our content and our repertoire.
Okay, sure. Thank you. Thank you very much. It helps a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish from InvestQ. Please go ahead.
Yes. Sir, it's been the first quarter once the renewal of the deal with Warner has taken place and in the numbers. So would it be possible for you to give some maybe qualitative inputs? Because I think our renewal of the deal was a substantial multifold of what we used to get earlier. So the revenue impact of that, have we seen it all? I mean, this will be the run rate that we are going to see, or is it going to be amplified going ahead? How do we see that?
See, going ahead, it will be amplified. But actually now what we have done is, whatever money we got from Warner's, we have kept it as an advance. And whatever business actual they are doing, and they are reporting us, and we are taking that business in quarter-wise. So it's the actual numbers, you can say. It's very early to say if we are seeing the impact. But I am hopeful and seeing. I can imagine, and I am seeing the way they are growing, we are growing, our content is doing well. So I think we will have very good numbers and good future.
Yeah, because so the point I wanted to understand is there is an MG that is going promised to us. So do you see something in the actual delivery as of now, or will it take time for us to gauge whether we are going to make much more than the MG, because then the variable revenue will kick in? So anything on that?
It's too early. That we will come to know only in the third or fourth year. At present, we are very secure for next 3 years. But I am quite hopeful that they will recover their entire, whatever the investment they have done. Plus, they made money, and they will definitely, I feel they will give me also.
Okay, so you're saying that because this contract, I think, is for 3 years, so towards the end of the third year, probably we'll get to know whether this contract is for
4 years. Yeah, end of third year, beginning of fourth year, we will come to know where what's happening. But I'm very positive and optimistic. Yes, it will really, we will do well. We have a good vision in front of us and have some big, good plans, not big, but good plans, where we can achieve good numbers for us and them also.
And if possible, can you tell us the incremental platforms and geographies that we have given Warner in the new contract, how that is adding to the revenue? Because what we get to notice is the consolidated performance of the company. So is it possible to share that?
Actually, we can't share individual platform-wise. But
not platform-wise, but the incremental thing that we have given them, is it yielding big results as of now, or is it a bit by bit that it will give us?
Earlier, see, now Wink, our case has resolved, and now Wink is also in the Warner Kitty. Wink, Hangama, and there was Ghana. There are so many platforms where we were not dealing, but Warner has deal with them already, and our content is now available everywhere. So all the extra platforms started, so we will get revenue from there as well.
Okay. And lastly, I think we were not getting anything from Instagram. So is that starting to pay now?
Yes. We have also given Instagram license also to Warner, and we are quite positive we will get monies from there as well.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Surbi from Wealthfeather Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Congratulations on great set of numbers. So I wanted to understand, you mentioned that there's some change in our content acquisition strategy. Can you throw some light on it? And the second question is...
Could you please use your handset and ask a question?
Am I audible now?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Sure. So the first question is, you mentioned that there's a change in acquisition strategy. So give some light on that, on what exactly are we changing and how are we approaching acquiring the content now. And my second question is, what's the lineup and the pipeline for FY25 and 26 for our content? You mentioned there are some 2-3 movies that we are targeting, so wanted some more information on that.
Yeah, so see, marketing acquisition strategy, we have 3-4 kind of strategies. One, we develop our own content, non-film music, plus we do a lot of recreations of our old songs internally. And number two is we acquire content from outside producers. Like Balaji is our partner, and then there is a company called Northern Lights. We have a partnership with them. So that also we acquire content from them. Also, we have our own company, our Tips Films. They will also give us 2-3 films. If you see, so from 3-4 ways we are acquiring content, but everywhere we are trying to involve ourselves in music. Our teams get involved in creation of songs, so that is really helping us, and we are that's why maybe because of that we are getting good content. So we continue doing that. And as far as lineup is concerned, yes, we have many films in regional languages, and also 3 to 4 more films in Hindi also will come this year. So we are targeting that this year.
3-4 films will be national, or they will be more regional?
3 to 4 films Hindi, and around 10 to 12 films regional.
All right. Now, all these are expected in FY25, or there's just spillover expected to FY26?
No, this is a target for 25, but maybe 1-2 films get delayed, so maybe it will come there next year.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Suruchi Parmar from NX Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Just wanted to your view on this. You have a catalog content which belongs to, I think, from year 1980 to 2000. Correct? And this...
Till now.
Catalog content.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is mostly 80% of your songs are in this category only. And the revenue which comes from this is 85 to 90% of the revenue comes from this catalog content. Correct? So I just want to know, what is your strategy to acquire the new content which help you generate revenues in long run and reduce the dependency on this catalog content?
Yeah, I can assure you we have a green catalog from 88 till 2020. And after 2020, you can say we have whatever we are acquiring is a new content. in the new bucket, you can say. And all our content, earlier content, is really doing well. And I'm assuring you that in next at least 25 years, it will do well. Because we are a new retro. If all the songs in next 10-12 years will be remade, all hit songs will be remade, and that again remade will have another life. So you can be rest assured that our approval will do well. As far as new release is concerned, mentioned earlier, if we want to recover all the costs, whatever we invest in that particular year within 4 to 5 years. And we hope and we see also whatever we are acquiring is really doing well. And also, you must have realized we write off entire our content cost in the same year, same quarter. So we don't have any baggage on us. Ki agar kal ko, agar 5 saal ke baad, agar kuch picture nahi bhi chali hogi, ya ho sakta hai ki 50 crore shayad recover kam hua, then we also don't have a baggage that. Because we have already written off. Everything is clean. So that is a nutshell may I'm telling you kids, how we approach our business.
Okay. So the thing you're saying, if you are remaking your catalog song, converting into a new type, so that will be counted as a new content, or it will again be treated as a catalog only?
No, that's a new content.
Okay.
Because it's a new investment we have done on that.
Okay. So for that purpose, which you are remaking, you like hire new singers also for that, or just adding of the music is done?
No, it's a creative call. As song to song wise, if you see, we made few songs with the new vocals and absolutely new arrangements, and only one line or two lines taken from earlier song. And now recently we have released few songs, Cooley number one, or recently this Gore Gore Mukhare Pe Kala Kala Chashma Basha song. We have retained 1-2 lines, and also we have retained 1-2 lines of that original singer. So it's depending upon song to song basis. It's not a hard and fast rule or anything. It's a creative call done by mutually we and artists we do.
So these remake songs, they are equally peppy and gaining more revenues like the catalog ones?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Shah from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you. I just wanted to understand more about the Warner deal. So for this quarter, what is the revenue that we have booked?
See, we can't actually tell you the specific detail, but whatever they have made money, my content has made money, they have reported us and we have booked that.
Okay. And this, is it, so whether it, the revenue that we have booked is, of course, we have a minimum guarantee, but in terms of use, whether is it above that, do you expect any bonus payment going forward? Because the views have grown quite strongly for us. So.
Could you repeat yourself? I couldn't hear you, actually.
Hello? So, I am telling that, so I was asking whether from this new content, from this deal, whether we'll get any bonus payment at the end of the year, because the views have been quite strong for us, and whether we the revenue that we are booking is above the minimum guarantee that we have been quoted.
See, at present, we are booking whatever they are reporting and whatever actual business is happening. The minimum guarantee, actually, we will come to know in the fourth year, where we will get more, if they have recovered the money, it's very good for them, and for us also, we will get some overflow. If they don't get, if they don't recover their money, the last quarter of fourth year, we will book that entire extra money also.
Okay, so that would be at the end of the fourth year. There would not be any
yes.
Yearly bonus payment, overflow payment, right?
No.
Okay. And so just one more question. So now as we are more focusing on quality content, so of course our cost per song has also gone up from, we are around 13 lakhs currently, so around 12 and a half crores for 90 songs. So I just wanted to know, this would be the range, right? Around, what would be the cost per song going forward that you are guiding, around 12 to 13 lakhs?
No. It's not like that. It's a film. If there is a one film, big film, maybe it will cost me 20 crores and I have only 4 songs or 5 songs in the film. Per song will be 4 to 5 crores. And sometimes one spiritual song we can make in 2 lakhs also. So it's not like that. It's a combination of everything. It's a total content cost.
Okay. So film songs are slightly higher cost as compared to non-film cost.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.